Assalamualaikum, salam sejahtera. Inilah podcast tiba GB Luke and Yim. Ini adalah episod seterusnya yang kita bercuti seminggu untuk bermuhasabah diri.
Bukan, sebab kawan kita nak kahwin. So, congratulations Anis dan Habib.
Ini belakang tabir lah, kawan belakang tabir.
Ya. She's a video editor, very central person to our team. Also, congratulations to Amira juga who just got married. It's a festival of weddings dalam 2-3 minggu ni.
Ada orang marah kat YouTube. Siapa? Cakap korang dah disiap kira tau. Dah 11 hari tak upload episod. Korang dah gantung really? Mikrofon dah.
Aku macam tak, so, seminggu banyak benda. Dan aku tak ada, I wasn't in Malaysia. Aku ada kerja di Jepun. Lepas tu tak sempat lah, basically ada
few things. Instagram kau tak ada kerja kan? Just kau jalan-jalan
makan sushi. Kau tunjuk lah, dia tak boleh tunjuk kau kerja. Dia nampak macam kau living the life. Padahal aku kerja macam orang gila.
Minum overpriced latte, tengok gambar dekat fancy museum.
What was the price yang kau bilang itu? RM40 eh?
RM50 for a latte.
Ringgit.
But it's not me bought the coffee. My friend.
Okay lah.
Okay.
Tapi aku ambil gambar. Okay. Aku ambil gambar. Aku upload. So, Estif ajar aku lah ni. Just say lah. Social life kan. Semua pretentious.
Yes.
Tapi
yes.
Curated, minta maaf lah.
Bukan pretentious. It's curated.
Dan minta maaf pada viewers. Sebab kita buat tu kind of unannounced. Kita buat decision untuk take a 1 week break tu pun agak last minute.
Betul.
Sebab no one was available. Najib pergi Japan. Dia kerja, dia berjalan je sekarang. Dia naik kapal terbang, turun kapal terbang, naik kapal terbang, turun kapal terbang.
Jet setter.
Aku punya, I couldn't make my schedule work. Video edit kita pun kahwin. So, hari ini kita kembali selepas taking a 1 week break. Dan, mungkin orang kat sana perasan, hari ini kita smart gila. Kita pakai kemas dan segak-segak belaka.
Dia macam gini. Dia kemas ini ada jaket. Lepas tu aku tak ada jaket dengan sensing lengan sikit. Lepas tu kau batik. Itu kita
batik,
ni berada
kau
di...
jarang. Aku pakai dress shoes is already one year. aku pakai pants is another. Nama orang pakai batik lagi. It's amazing. Get out.
Ini bukan studio baru ke apa. Sebab kita di Parlimen.
Kita berada di Parlimen. Dan dia ada certain dress code yang Yim dah komplain tadi. Dia kata renyah. Tapi tak apalah.
Pasal orang Parlimen dengar tu dia komplain. Ibrahim ni banned for life.
Ini smart-smart gila weh.
But this is the thing. Between the three of us, collectively we have 35 years of journalistic experience.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Between the three, because kau 10 years, 15 years, whatever.
Sampai, plus 35. Okay.
Now, 35 collective years, this is Najib punya first time masuk parlimen.
What?
Gila tak gila kan?
This is my first time yeah. in parliament after 13 years in journalism. Yeah. Yeah,
at least aku pernah masuk.
So,
the reason kita berada di parlimen sekarang, kita set up balik kita punya old setup. Adalah kita ada tetamu istimewa pada hari ini.
Seperti tertera di title kita ni.
Oh,
Yang berhormat, aku nak panggil kau ni first time sebab kita kenal. Aku dah kenal Adam lama dah ni.
Alright.
Ini adalah yang berhormat Adam Tuan Adam Adi ahli parlimen. Kena tuan babe. No. Sebab kita so gone are the days of you activism street yeah. you know pecahkan ni. Now you're a policy maker. First question. Agak ni tak macam culture shock to adopt that whole because you were your entire life on the opposite side
yep.
and then you bertanding aku host kau punya moderating betul. Kau punya bertanding ni apa nama on Sarawak ni debat you and the loser betul. And yeah because you won and then right. jadi PKR punya AMK hit and of course bertanding and menang
yeah.
It has been one hell of a journey don't you think
correct hello Assalamualaikum Ibrahim Najib and Luke.
Salam.
Thank you for having me. Sini kena address saya ke aku?
Aku je babe.
Kita okay if you're okay. Nanti orang best kita cakap kita tak hormat Timbalan Menteri.
Tak panggil tuan.
Should be okay.
Aku lupa ni panggil kau tuan tau.
Why?
Dia nak jawab soalan pun susah. So kau punya karut ni macam-macam.
Macam my health journey memang not saying unexpected but for a politician can be considered as quite underprepared in terms of resources, partly formal experience dalam politik, mainstream politik especially, dan juga expectation because especially first time kan, and first term MP, kita tak expect untuk diserap masuk dalam pentadbiran. But here I am. Saya ambil sebagai satu tanggungjawab and satu peluang lah.
It's close to 1 year.
It's close to 1 year.
How has it been? Like,
banyak
kebanyakan masanya. Is it macam janggal tak kena pakai shirt every day for 1 year?
I actually feel a bit, sebab limited choice of attire.
It's a uniform.
So it's a uniform. So it's good. Macam balik sekolah balik kan. Seluar gelap, baju putih. Cuma once in a while tu dia pening kepala sebenarnya sebab duduk dalam Kementerian Belia dan Sukan ni, kementerian yang paling banyak program almost every day. Semua program tu kena tukar baju dan sebagainya kan.
Mesti so kita penuh baju
kan. That kind of hectic life lah. Kalau tadi sebut Najib jet setter kan. So dia lebih kurang macam tu lah. Dia lebih kurang macam tu lah kan. You move from places to places and you are expected to appear differently in a different setting, different crowd.
Apa dia? What's one thing yang you rasa macam different kita? Sebab now from benda yang bebas, kehidupan yang bebas sebagai aktivis dan sebagainya, di pihak pembangkang menang, pihak kerajaan masuk ni, masuk benda yang ada birokrasi.
Betul.
Kan? Macam mana benda ni bila masuk, you rasa macam, ish, baru ni, to me. Apa dia? Kalau tengok sikit.
Macam shock tu lah.
Okay. Bagi saya, you tak ada pilihan selain you kena adjust yourself. There's no turning back. Dan you dah diberi kepercayaan. Because, right, to become an MP, you have to be elected. But part of the executive, you kena, you are appointed. Appointed meaning that the Prime Minister put some trust on you. The administration put some trust on you. And they have expectation out of you. So you have no time to actually cakap, ah, saya kena nak adjust dulu apa semua. No. You just
there's
go
no
on,
excuse.
Jump on it. Jalan je.
But that's the thing, right? Expectation tu satu hal. Uniform is uniform lah, whatever lah. But the more important thing is kelantangan YB before this is renowned. A lot of students look up to you. A lot of students disagree with you, ramai juga. Whatever it is, one thing that they can't take away from you is apa yang you ada in your brain, you lantang bersuara. 99% of the time, you speak the truth to power. And now you are power. Do you feel that the microphone has been taken away from you?
I think it's different microphone now. And also, just now, I was listening to perbahasan kan, pergolongan Kementerian Pertahanan, MINDEF. They were shouting games sekejap dalam parlimen kan.
Tiap-tiap
hari lah. I mean, they were shouting ni kan, match sekejap dalam tu. But Kementerian Menteri Pertahanan said something very, quite self-reflective. Dia cakap apa? don't raise your voice, but improve your arguments. Then tiba-tiba macam, oh, okay, that's kind of how I feel about myself sometimes. Yes, your sort of voice may not be as loud as last time, but now this is the time where you improve your arguments. So I'm taking that journey lah.
Tapi itulah dia, kritikan dia macam tu. I think not just for
of
you.
Of course.
Tapi not semua aktivis-aktivis yang end up jadi politician, ahli kerajaan, menteri, timbalan menteri. Dia cakap macam Adam Adli ni dulu hardcore duduk dekat atas jalan, kena sembuh air, kena apa benda semua. Okay. Now, dia dah lose dia punya fire. He's lost his fire. Dia dah part of the system. So, adakah YB merasakan you're one of those people yang bila dah masuk dalam sistem, you dah kena jadi mellow and fire tu dah padam lah dalam.
Saya tengok macam dia ada satu arch lah. you start dekat one point, then you want to get to another point. So it's a very complicated journey to get there. Whatever yang saya start dulu, to me, even now, right now, whatever I'm doing right now is just part of the process to get there. Contohlah kalau ada orang nak bangkitkan perkara-perkara yang maybe 11, 12 years ago, perkara tentang students' rights, access to education in the context of, you know, AUKU lah, free education, PTPTN dan sebagainya. To me, there are the dua. Whether you are doing it for yourself or you are actually doing it for the cause. So if you are doing it for the cause, then you have to be very prepared to not take things personally if there's a role that you have to play, including kena jadi punching bag, kena jadi orang yang take all the criticism right now, so be it.
I want to go back to apa yang YB cakap tadi pasal the things yang you perjuangkan masa aktivis PTPTN, AUKU. I think you know lah, recently you antara yang dapat a lot of flag because of PTPN ni. Biasalah dia akan tarik balik gambar tahun 2010, 2013, 2014, whatever kan.
Not the Tuesday.
Kan? You adalah salah seorang yang memperjuangkan PTPTN di Mansur kan 100%. But sampai sekarang PH dah dua kali jadi kerajaan. Maybe first time tu dia cakap okay, tak chill lah sebab tak sempat 22 months. So now it's a longer time. InsyaAllah full term. PTPTN still there lah. Belanjawan 2024 baru ni pun best can do adalah bagi discount to certain categories. So apa respon YB kepada orang yang mengatakan ah dulu lantang gila tuangkan PTPTN Mansur, nah bila masuk kerajaan sama.
Aku ada banyak respon kalau nak bagi.
Semua.
But opinions are very dangerous, right? Especially when you are expected to be a bit firm, a bit objective kan. You are part of the government, you represent not just yourself, whoever you are or whoever you were, you are representing the government. So I have to be very careful and have to be very patient.
So you're saying personally you masih lagi nak hapuskan PTPN, but you still have to take into consideration.
Personally, that will be my dream, of course. Yeah, and I will not be apologetic. Nak kata no, whatever is going on right now, whatever the current policy is adequate or ideal. I will still say that I wish we can do better and we can do more. But I understand that everything that we need to do or everything that we want to do must be very practical this day. And arguments, there are so many arguments. I don't want to revisit conversation on PTPTN or even AUKU terlalu banyak. But I think it's fair to say that, for example, last time the argument used to be that the nature of the debt itself was around what, 30-35 billion compared to now 70 over billion, as being mentioned in the day one yesterday on PTPTN. So we've kind of have missed the opportunity to do something with the debt, especially now that we have also almost double the
jumlah
apa hutang negara sendiri kan. We are in a position where it is not very feasible, it's going to be seen as populist move if suddenly government were to entirely and all.
It's not the right thing to do lah.
It's not saying it's not the right thing to do. It takes some political will to do that, and if you have actual let me just say this, kalau kita ada plan ataupun betul-betul blueprint yang complete, yang workable, yang practical, yang boleh dilaksanakan dan mengambil kira juga bahawa sekarang ni pun kita masih ada this sort of like the beauty as well as some people would also look at it as a weakness, that now, last time we used to have this sense of certainty. Kerajaan itu je kerajaan yang ada.
Yeah.
Over 60 years, that'll be the only government you have. So whatever policies you push, it will be there. It will remain. But now, baru semalam election, hari ni orang dah cakap esok nak tukar government. So there's no guarantee that whatever policy yang memakan masa panjang untuk dilaksanakan, macam contohnya berkait dengan pendidikan percuma dan juga PTPTN dan sebagainya ni, kalau tak ada careful planning, I think it would be very dangerous. So I wish and I hope even the Prime Minister himself pun dalam satu sesi temuan noir, if I'm not mistaken, pun dia masih cakap benda yang lebih kurang sama. If it's up to him, he would want to see free education all over the world, all over the country.
It's a quick one, tapi kita faham keadaan sekarang ni, kekangan kewangan doesn't make it plausible lah untuk buat benda-benda macam Mansur, PTPTN, apa semua ni.
Correct.
Tapi would you say that by the end of the term, benda tu masih lagi possibility few years from now, if you can predict ataupun if you can hope, if you can dream?
I think it's not fair if I were to talk about this terlalu banyak, especially out of respect to KPT, Kementerian Pengajian Tinggi. I mean, learned it during the AUKU.
Okay, what about this?
But what I'm saying is, as long as the conversation, what okay, walaupun aku ni dah kena jadi punching bag, kena jadi bahan, jadi memes dan sebagainya. But I'm glad that that protest was in 2012. 11 years later, people still remember and people kind of still use it. Hey, come on, it's 11 years. Kalau orang yang dah ada anak, dah masuk sekolah. Yeah. And of course, kita tak jadikan dia satu conversation yang lebih intellectual. Yeah. Ada critics, saya hargai. Kawan-kawan sendiri pun ada yang masih menulis dan of course, I can understand their anger. Cuma saya harap kita boleh revisit balik all these ideas. Jangan, don't let it die out. It's still an ideal, it's an ideal goal for for good country.
Adakah ini satu emblematic style untuk unity government di mana sentiasa kena cari jalan tengah, sentiasa kena cari some form of consensus. It's not just about PTPTN but many other issues.
Banyak
as well.
Lagi isu lain.
Jadi dalam misi mencari jalan tengah, pembawakan belia dalam eksekutif, you may not be cabinet but you are part of it, you are you know, as a timbalan menteri, suntikan belia dalam pemerintahan ini, adakah atau pentadbiran ini, apa yang YB nampak so far, is it youth regenerated or it's filled with old people trying to do old things?
Okay, ni my observation. Saya tengok observation saya adalah kalau dulu waktu kita waktu dululah di old regime, older regime, memang almost like that lah, old people making decision for young people, something like that. Now this day, well, age wise memang lah semua kebanyakannya senior kan, senior politicians of certain age. Cuma dia punya persepsi, perspektif dan juga sikap dia jauh berbeza. Kalau dulu, don't care. The young people knows nothing. But this day will be more like we are afraid of young people. We don't want to make mistakes.
Sebab dia undi 18, is it?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. In a lot of ways. Especially, I mean, come on. Let's address the elephant in the room. Undi 18 tidak pun menyelubahi establishment kan? And it never will actually. Kalau kita tak ada satu benda yang lebih besar, some huge new deal, some sort of like that for young generation.
Yeah. Tadi you kata macam, okay, personal view you adalah masih berpegang pada benda yang sama, penghapusan tempat pendidikan percuma ini.
Yeah, I'm more on the free education.
Okay, free education.
The debt, argument on the debt, these two separate issues. Yeah, I always maintain that these are two separate issues.
Correct. Perdana Menteri pun, at his personal level, dia kata kalau itu pun dia
everyone would say that. Yeah.
Now, you punya tanggungjawab adalah melihat kepada bebanan kewangan kerajaan dan juga apa nak laksanakan, kena ada strike a balance lah benda ni.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So, kalau macam tu, dengan hutang yang ada sekarang ni, pasal setiap kementerian dia akan perjuangkan apa yang dia nak perjuangkan di bawah kementerian dia lah kan. So yang mana yang paling kuat dan juga besar benda tu, dia akan menang lah. Maksudnya dia akan dapat apa kan. So apa dia, macam mana cabaran dia untuk you perjuangkan benda ni? Sebab you kata macam you still hope that by the end of the term, this term, benda tu akan dicapai. Because kementerian ada dia punya.
I don't think it is that I don't think that will be how I would like to picture it.
Okay.
To me, dia lebih pada much longer term. Meaning that the bet, ada orang yang betting lah. Ada orang yang setiasa buat bet. Government ni bertahan berapa lama. So, dia bukan hanya bet kepada watak-watak yang mengisi kepimpinan negara. Dia juga, dia sedang bertaruh kat dasar-dasar yang diperkenalkan. So, whatever being introduced today, will it last until the next 4 years? And will it be continued after the next general election? So it's a very huge bet. So kalau kita tu nak cakap it will be introduced this term, then all it's not up to me to say that. Well, I mean, I will be very grateful if God's willing, we find a way and around this question. Then alhamdulillah lah. I mean, it's not only about the re-election but also about the cause itself. Cuma Dalam sekarang ni, saya duduk kat Kementerian Belia dan Sukan. Satu, macam saya sebut tadi, kena respect hak dan kuasa serta policy dan dasar satu-satu kementerian. Dan itu adalah what we call as the collective responsibility of all of us. We can have differences, we can have counter arguments, we can have there's no issue to have differences. Everybody would have differences. Cuma policy is policy. In many ways, we still will defend it. Like whatever I'm saying right now will be also in a way to defend that this government has a policy and they are the rationale there. Then way forward will be how.
Ah, tanya satu soalan ni yang saya rasa sorry. Banyak orang tanya pas kepada orang di politik, tapi saya rasa we have to ask this question.
Right.
Human to human. Soalan ni kita tanya juga kepada KJ masa kita episode dengan KJ.
Okay.
Dan jawapan dia what is not what we expect lah.
Yeah.
It's about mental health. Pasal you berdepan dengan stakeholders yang ramai bukan taruh ni, orang bash every day, you kerja you nak kena jawab semua benda ni. How is it, how do you manage in terms of kesihatan mental semua benda?
Macam ni tak koyak
lah. Soalan ni orang tak tanya tau. Kalau orang tahu macam oh, this is your job, orang tak fikir pun macam mana betul-betul you berdepan dengan benda ni. This is reality.
Mental health is a very
because kalau KJ, okay, aku pergi jawab. KJ dia jawab is really taken a toll.
How did he answer? Sorry, I missed that episode.
Jawapan tak boleh.
I know, I will not. I will not.
Tapi itu seorang KJ yang kita nampak very strong character, dia cakap is really taken a toll on him lah.
People don't have empathy. People macam ah, kau menteri, kau timbalan menteri, gaji kau banyak, you have power. So people have no sympathy and empathy. And sometimes kita tak tengok orang-orang menteri, timbalan menteri ni macam human. You know what I mean? I don't know, fairly or unfairly is up to you lah. But for you, how do you handle that? I mean, adakah dia take a toll on you mentally? Adakah time-time you rasa koyak walaupun you tough pun, ada time-time yang you rasa you
mesti ada time, mesti ada breaking point. Tapi kita tak boleh display because look at this. Dia bukanlah nak kata bila you join politik, especially when you are part of the government and all, you dah kena dehumanize. It's not about dehumanization of a person. I think it's not fair to do that to any politician. Dia, maybe you are in here, you become a face. So tak boleh koyak, you tak boleh display. I mean, you have your time where you feel like the world is against you. Cuma you just find the light. Just go out and find the light.
When was that time?
Whenever it's dark around you, just find the light. There must be a way for you to find the light. Some people will go, I don't know. I mean, everyone will have their own way untuk self repair dan sebagainya. I mean, yeah, do that. Do that
lah.
As often as possible.
Yeah. When was that time for you when you check up? Ada time yang you betul-betul rasa down and out? Mesti ada. I mean, all of us mesti ada. PM pun mesti ada. Yeah. Dia manusia juga. But one of those times lah, just bagi yang you rasa memang you rasa you dah kalah, you dah nak give up dah, you dah koyak habis lah.
When will it be? Let me try to remember.
Masa PTPTN kena petik balik tak lah, tu dah biasa dah.
Masa PTPTN, the first time 2018.
Oh.
Not that, during that time memang I was very during that time memang down sebab ramai orang yang tak perasan. After 2015, if I'm not mistaken, after 2015, 2016, I actually took some time out of everything. I focused on family. My father passed away, so I went back to Penang, lived with my mom, and then got married, have children. So I took about 3-4 years. And during 2018 pun, waktu kita all this, what we call it, waktu perubahan rejim dan sebagainya pun. 2018, the 2018, the first, PRU14 pun, yeah. I was not really in the picture. I would not say that I was actively involved. I campaign sikit untuk kawan-kawan, lah. But then I said go back. That's why the 2018 tu instead of adalah few apa orang kata administration, new administration nak cari orang untuk kerja, siapa yang dia orang boleh percaya dan sebagainya tu, 2018 instead of kerja dekat Putrajaya dan sebagainya, I actually went back and finish my degree. So memang I wanted a quiet time, self-reflection, and we were having I think I was separated dengan, waktu tu separate dengan wife and my first son. Dia orang kat Penang, I dekat Tanjung Malim, only balik dua kali seminggu and all. I work myself, ambil part-time job translation dan sebagainya tu untuk untuk tampung family. So it was very private life, relax.
What meaning oopsie?
Oopsie.
Oh, you studied to be a teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Itu tak tahu.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's news for me.
So waktu tu tiba-tiba bila ada pengumuman pasal PTTN semua, of course suddenly few friends send all these Facebook postings and ada poster baru pasal I've been quiet for so many years, and suddenly people take that and macam orang macam baru cari balik my own social media and all start attack my comment sections. And the breaking point was ada pictures of me with my family members kan, my kid, my wife and all. Kat situ pun orang comment nasty comments, panggil sumpah apa anak kau ni tak ni apa semua apa sialnya anak kau ni apa, stuff like that lah. Itu memang I was like what the hell is happening, man. Then I realised that just because I was out of the picture doesn't mean that still not. So that was the break tu. Tapi over time I recover, but this day okay lah, better. Okay. I respond better, dan tak koyak sangat. I take it as a challenge. It's part of the job requirement kan, description. You sign up for this, but not necessarily means that you are not affected.
You're still human.
Yeah, I'm still human, yeah. But saya tetap akan ambil jugalah bila orang cakap, oh yeah, it's your job. Yeah, that's why I say I maintain that. Okay, I accept it. That's the term of it, because we deal with people, we deal with voters, and voters say that you sign up for this, ready to be criticized. Okay,
yeah,
I will not stop you for saying anything.
Yeah, you're right. Dia berbeza kritikan dengan macam apa ayat-ayat orang komen ke gambar tu. Dia dua benda yang berbeza.
Yeah.
Saya cakap macam orang biasa kan, kalau you kerja kan, dia kata oh my workplace ada toxic dan I rasa my mental health. Dia sama je macam ni. So that's why message ni kita selalu tanya benda ni, pasal this is very important, guys. Because tak kira kat mana orang tu, if you want to kritik elok-elok lah. Bukan yang macam
kritik on policy, idea,
ideas kan? And then constructive, apa dia kena buat, apa semua ni tak. Ni all this word
personal
keluar,
Personal stuff cyber trooper biasa lah.
Okay. Anyway, itu adalah pasal.
But thank you for asking.
Yeah, benda tu penting. Pasal saya cakap dia tak akan dengar orang tanya pasal ahli politik ataupun menteri atau apa pasal benda ni.
Thank
very
you.
Important to ask them.
No one ever appreciate ask, the
because
question.
People don't really care, right? Macam aku
cakap. No, it's not about question. People don't really care. Masculinity is a topic of the day. I'm not talking about bila perkataan masculinity je, the proverb will be toxic masculinity. It's never supposed to be like that. Masculinity means you have to be tough for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your organization, for your everyone. In that process, you don't really have the luxury to sit down and think back, hey, these things affect me. And sometimes kita okay bila jadi dekat kita, dia jadi dekat anak, that's when the problem starts. Many years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, masa aku dekat BFM, people started attacking me because ada orang potong line anak aku dekat IKEA. Aku stood up for my I stood up for my children. Orang tak nampak the first 2 minutes. Orang nampak aku potong line, marah-marah orang tu kenapa potong line aku. Foto anak aku naik. Lepas tu kemudian ni, the story became viral in 3 hours. I know this for a fact sebab tengah hari tu aku tengok movie, by the time aku keluar movie tengok WhatsApp dah bertimbun kawan-kawan lah, ex-bosses lah, apa benda semua, gambar everywhere, not of me but of my children. And then it really impacted me, my wife at that time, my children of course. And dealing with mental health is problematic when it is happening to your children or to your wife or anybody. To us, kita boleh handle.
Kita dah lari dah. Kita kebal je.
Just that, Forrest pun bertiga pun pasal the support system that we have between three of us pun ni tau. Macam Ibrahim keep asking me, kalau nampak macam penat apa semua, keep asking me, are you okay? Apa yang kena tolong apa semua. This is the support system kawan-kawan. Side of their family dan sebagainya lah.
Who's your support system? Dia have a support system in the cabinet.
Apart from your family.
Apart from family lah. Typical lah.
Kena ada close confidantist or this close circle yang mana kau boleh sit down dan dalam perbincangan tu boleh explore any kind of thoughts kan, orang-orang yang where you have you tak ada barrier sangat tu, I think that will be the support system where you can sit down and say, look, all this F word semua keluar ni
kan. Biasalah kita release time tu kan. Who's your support system dalam kalangan rakan-rakan sekerja ni? I mean dalam kabinet ke apa ke, kalau ada yang you selalu curhat, yang tanya you, are you okay? Adam?
Curhat and all kan. Adalah, I mean few there are, kalau macam cabinet members, MPs and all ni, few names macam Steven Sim, Fadlina Siddiq, Fahmi Fazil, Fahmi, once in a while dia akan check out, then we check out each other, are you okay? And kalau ada news and all, Fadlina sama Steven and all, Rara, Shah, these are the people yang kita
Shah,
pernah
ni Syarizan Johan.
Syarizan Johan kan, ni semua orang-orang yang kita kenal lama kot.
You dengar Arab siap buat podcast.
Siap buat podcast. Tadi orang marah itu cerita sekali. Tadi time Najib start tadi intro tadi orang marah 11. Dia aku cakap, ya Allah, berapa macam dah nak batal lah projek tu.
Podcast hilanglah.
Ha?
Hilanglah podcast tu.
Now dia continue disebabkan oleh komitmen yang makin teguk, continued by Yusmadi dalam segmen yang lain. So dia introduce satu slot yang berbeza untuk isi contents dalam channel tu. But I hope that we can revisit balik lah, trying to find a time where it's much more. Sebab kadang-kadang okay, it was interesting.
Baru nak jemput masuk podcast fest ni.
It's interesting sebab tahu tak, that podcast at first, why was it initiated, was orang tanya bila waktu yang korang nak bercakap, address the people with current issues. Yelah kan, dalam parlimen tak bercakap, dekat luar ni events and conference and all, you will never address current issues. You cannot address political issues. Issue statements is not enough. Sometimes people love visual, audio visual. People love conversations.
Yeah, santai pula.
Macam ni lah kan. Yeah. Then few friends said, buatlah
podcast.
Podcast ke, why not? Oh, okay lah. Lepas tu terus set up. Baru cakap okay, terus the team set up, buat get another person. Okay, dia tanya-tanya-tanya, dia cakap okay, try to be gender balance sikit, try to have some varieties of views kan, tak nak
you cakap seseorang. You know apa yang kita nak fikir masa tengok you punya podcast, one of the things yang kita nak fikir adalah macam, push, equipment dia mahal lah, kita tak tahu apa nak beli mic ni.
Aku tak tahu apa-apa, datang-datang, it's actually proper.
Proper lah, untuk gila, podcast punya ni proper setup. Macam kita orang beli yang
actually, almost similar sikit. Sama, yalah, lebih kurang lah, setup lebih kurang lah. Tapi dia punya studio is smaller and lebih nilai kan.
But in that limited series, I suppose, of your podcast, did you manage to achieve some of the ideas that you wanted to reach out to ni orang ramai ni?
One, we get to converse. Second, never have I balik kawasan ke apa kan. tiba-tiba orang cakap, oh Webby, saya itu saya tengok Webby punya meaning they feel engaged balik. They feel that this adalah the engagement. Ada engagement sikit lah, walaupun dia dapat tengok. And then lepas daripada tu, that podcast turn into something else. Masuk episode 2 dia dah mula alah, I mean, kita bercakap tentang podcast yang berapa episode ni don't compare our effort to yours and everyone else. Dia mula jadi tempat macam curahan hati. Okay, kau tak boleh nak cakap kan, siang kau tak boleh nak cakap, rasanya after work let's talk about everything kau nak kutuk orang, kau nak ni apa semua. Ni sebab dia boleh camouflage dengan this just a content, relax lah kan, maybe scripted, we don't know, something like that kan. Who would blame? Then adalah orang start tanya, dah tak ada kerja sangat ke kan buat podcast apa semua kan, cakap ya Allah, cakap salah tak cakap salah, kau ni nak apa sebenarnya?
It's okay, izinkan aku tanya satu soalan yang nakal, nakal sikit. Izin diberikan izin yang diberikan silakan. Yang itu kita kat parlimen ni pakai bola lelok dah. Ada kritikan yang mengatakan, is this the government's attempt untuk buat another keluar sekejap? Sebab keluar sekejap dia tengok naik meletup, and then just apa, keluar sekejap banyak kritik kerajaan lah. Also kritik PM pun ada, tapi banyak kritik government of the day. So ada orang cakap, oh ini the government's move untuk do their own podcast untuk counter, and then untuk put forth their narrative. So dia letaklah dua orang muda yang cantik dan seksi dan appealing, Adam Adli and Rara. So was it that? Oh, memang tak.
Tak juga, sebab kebanyakan waktu tu, especially that time, digunakan juga untuk platform sebagai engagement dengan voters kan, dengan setting waktu tu, setting dia adalah PRN dan sebagainya. Memang semua orang tengah cari engagement dengan politician. People wants to find out. So it's a way to respond, sebab banyak sangat every day on the news you will see every kind of statements being made, all the ceramah punya content dan sebagainya. So you need to have a place where you can casually and candidly respond to all this. It's not even a respond to any other podcast. It was a respond, direct respond. Kalau tengok pun, kita orang tak ada pun nak usik, nak cerita pasal respond to any other podcast ke apa semua kan, because the main respond was towards actual things going on outside, especially during ceramah. Sebab kau nak kejar ceramah PAS ni, mak kan, mana sempat. So you do something like that lah.
Okay.
Move to KBS.
Move back to KBS.
Portfolio okay
lah. Memandangkan kawan ni pun menuju ke KBS kan, kebetulan.
Okay. Soalan pertama KPS ni, Lokman ada banyak soalan tanya. Okay, kita nak tanya pasal tak Belanjawan recently keluar apa ni, KPS antara menjadi tumpuan. Tadi pun dah tanya pasal bajet, macam nak balance between kemampuan. But for you, di bawah Belanjawan sedia ada ni, dan juga usaha-usaha di bawah your portfolio ataupun menteri punya portfolio sendiri, kementerian secara keseluruhannya untuk menggasukan tu, okay atau tidak? Macam mana? How do you see? Memang okay lah. But then,
okay lah, sebab selalu at least untuk dua belanjawan yang berturutan tu, consequences budget untuk KBS setiasa ada increment, setiasa ada tambahan budget, dan diharapkan bahawa tambahan ini bukan hanya bukan sahaja kerana normally also based on
sukan acara.
Yeah, normally based on programs, but also we would like to see more on facilities and all. Yang tu kita akan kena rajin minta lah, mohon kepada especially Kementerian Ekonomi dan juga MOF. So kalau kita aim untuk develop satu-satu sukan, most important element will always be facilities. Dan facility ni memang orang akan letak kepada kerajaan lah, like it or not. Even though supposedly semua orang, meaning that there are more money out there pada pihak swasta, corporates sebenarnya, untuk to be spent on all these social responsibilities, literally social responsibilities kan, people's well-being through sport. Cuma kerajaan kita memang faham, dan memang kita teruskan dengan dasar kita provide facility yang sebaik-baiknya dan secukup-cukupnya mengikut berapa banyak duit yang kita ada dan berapa banyak keperluan pada satu-satu masa. Yang paling penting sekarang ni ada satu culture yang kita kena combat. Kita bercakap facility. Semalam pergulungan pun dua soalan berkait dengan sports development. Dua soalan berkait dengan youth development. Tapi ada 9 soalan berkait dengan facility sukan. Maksudnya concern orang bila cakap pasal KBS, at the end of the day masih lagi facility. Dan selalu pun memang masyarakat pun respon kepada facility ni lebih besar lah, lebih banyak banding dengan program. Facility sukan yang ada sekarang, kita kena combat satu, saya rasa penyakit yang daripada dulu sampai sekarang orang pening kepala lah bila jaga KBS, iaitu maintenance culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kita boleh buat, last time during administration of Tok Sri Najib, ada gelanggang futsal satu Malaysia, seluruh negara, banyak gelanggang futsal satu Malaysia. It was a good effort lah during that time kan. Cuma lepas pada tu dah dibina, kebanyakan ni tak maintain. Dia end up jadi pecah, pagar koyak,
terbengkalai,
budak tak boleh guna. So it defeat the purpose. You buat banyak sebab you nak lebih ramai orang boleh
benefit
kan. Dan you nak encourage budak muda, especially belia dan anak-anak kita ni, bermain dan affordable. Because normally gelanggang futsal satu Malaysia ni, if not cheap, it'll be free. Depends on who is the caretaker of it. Tapi it was not well taken care of.
Because like you said lah, it was not well maintained. Kan? Sports need money.
Sports need money.
Macam sekarang kita tengok kita punya performance pun tak adalah cemerlang sangat. Kita tengok sukan apa baru ni, sukan Asia.
Lot to be improved in. I'm not lah talking about particular games ataupun contingent. The whole ecosystem of sport memang a lot more.
Adakah ini bermaksud private public partnership has to be a key feature?
Yes, public and private and philanthropy.
Philanthropy juga, yalah.
Kan kena ramai orang yang sumbang.
But kalau kita tengok, kita ni Malaysia ni familiar dengan Premier League. And then you look at the stadiums. In fact, ini MITI punya
Matrit
pada QPR. QPR. And I'm like, wow, fantastic. Now we have Matrit in Loftus Road. But what about our
ROI?
ROI.
Ya, itulah, itu comes back to my apa yang aku nak tanya tadi, iaitu
bagi saya ROI je.
Ya, the private sector pula akan tanya, what's in it for me? I mean, at the end of the day, kita kena buat duit. Kita bukan charity. So government keep asking us to invest.
That's nature of it kan.
Yeah, but so apa yang kita akan dapat? Yeah. What's the returns? So what's your response?
Sekarang pun memang, okay, for example, policy sekarang ni kita ada one or two key policies. Contohnya macam pengecualian cukai yang lebih besar. Bila penganjuran hantar anak pergi kelas sukan dan sebagainya. Meaning that if you get involved in sport, ada all these are tax incentive lah yang lebih beneficial banding dengan sebelum-sebelum ni. But it's not too, it's not as big as we hoping it to be. As in bagaimana dengan corporate dan sebagainya lah kan. Apa incentive yang lebih besar untuk corporate. Itu satu. Kedua, sport is supposed to be an industry. Boleh bayangkan dunia ni bila kita sebut sport, NFL ke, NBA ke, EPL ke, La Liga ke, even now Saudi punya football league ke, semua orang tahu tu lubuk duit sekarang. It worth billions. Sport industry worth
bayar
billions.
Bayar gaji Saudi Malik, bayar gaji Neymar pun tak masuk akal.
Betul kan? It's a lucrous industry. But bila kat Malaysia, kerajaan masih kena suntik wang. Memang kita tahu bukan mudah untuk kita develop sebab dia banyak elemen yang perlu kita handle, perlu kita tackle. Facility wise is one. Kalau tak ada facility, macam mana kita nak lahirkan atlet? So nak lahirkan atlet dan nak pastikan atlet yang high performance ni berjaya, okay nama dan sebagainya. Great. Tengok semua. For example macam Nicole David, Lee Chong Wei dan sebagainya kan, Aziz Suhasni yang memang on top of the world lah. kan, world level punya athletes, alhamdulillah diorang memang berjaya lah sponsor masuk, dan diorang sendiri memang orang kata menjadi wajah kepada industri sukan. Maka bukan ni, semua orang dapat macam tu.
Ya,
dan kita terlalu bergantung pada individual rather than the whole sport.
Ya, the system needs to develop kan. Tapi baru ni maybe sukan Asia, wajib sukan Asia ada, kita letak target pingat tanpa color. Maksudnya kita target, I don't remember how many kita target dalam 30-40
days. 35
target kita, and kita melepasi
kita
target
itu. Kita dapat 39.
Tapi sebelum ni kita letak, kita nak target contoh 10 emas, 20 gangsa. But sukan Asia for the first time kita tak specify gold, gangsa, perak. Kita letak total number je without color. So adakah ini untuk lower the KPI because we don't think we can achieve such high standards anymore macam dulu? Kita tak boleh target dah gold, kita target overall je, janji dapat 25 cukup lah. Is that why?
Not really, but it's more on to macam mana orang nak kata, pressure dalam tempoh sejak sukan C for example sampai ke hari ni sukan Asia, yang tempoh sangat singkat sebenarnya 2-3 bulan je. Kita tahu ada banyak kritikan dan juga yang berkait dengan pandangan orang ramai lah terhadap prestasi sukan negara secara keseluruhan. Tapi bila kita tengok secara lebih teliti, sebenarnya ada improvement yang baik, terutama sekali kalau kita tengok sukan Asia tu sendiri. Dalam sukan C, orang kritik Malaysia tangga ke-7 dan pengundang pingat yang tidak begitu memberangsangkan berbanding dengan contohnya Singapura dan sebagainya. Tapi bila you masuk sukan Asia, you tengok negara-negara sukan C ni lebih jauh ke belakang. West Cambodia kan, during Asia Games kan, mana dia punya ni, mana negara-negara yang waktu tu, Filipina dan sebagainya. So itu yang dimaksudkan bahawa sebenarnya kalau kita tengok in depth, lihat pula pada ratio berapa banyak kita punya penguntar pingat berbanding dengan kontingen yang kita hantar dan sebagainya, we are doing we are the best in terms of medals to athletes, in terms of ratio kita hantar kontingen yang kecil tapi penguntar pingat kita besar, banding dengan negara-negara lain yang hantar kontingen yang sangat besar tapi penguntar pingat dia kecil. So we look into that and we feel that dengan segala macam kritikan dan sebagainya, sekarang banyak atlet yang berada dalam keadaan yang pressured. So maybe there's a way. Jangan kata tak, bukanlah kata kita tidak ada langsung matlamat, berapa penguntar pingat, berapa emas. Kalau bila masuk dalam game, secara internal kita ada prospect, ini gold prospect, ini silver prospect dan sebagainya. Tapi untuk public, kita cuba untuk elakkan sebarang conversation yang boleh beri kesan at the moment ke atas atlet ini. Kita pun tahu ada kritikan. Saya pun takkan elak ataupun saya takkan nafikan kritikan-kritikan terhadap dasar tidak meletakkan warna dan sebagainya. Ada orang yang akan usik, singgung bahawa itu tidak membantu atlet dan sebagainya. Tapi bukanlah maksud dasar tersebut pula dibuat sembrono. Bila kita letakkan dasar supaya penguntar pingat ini lebih kepada secara keseluruhan untuk temasya sukan Asia dan juga para Asia, kita juga consult dengan beberapa orang yang merasakan okay, we can do this. For example, okay, Nippon Sports Institute dan sebagainya itu. Dan there's nothing political about it at the end of the day. Dan yang paling penting adalah ia masih membantu, especially bagi atlet dalam sukan Asia. But we are prepared. Of course, kita terima kritikan. Saya yakin kita akan sentiasa bincangkan adakah approach ni betul dan sebagainya. Kalaupun kalaupun ada yang beranggapan ini bukan approach yang baik, bukan approach yang ni, tidak maksud kita akan macam melenting nak kata no, this is the right thing to do. No, that will not be the response from us, of course.
Okay. Dah sejam.
Oh ya.
Yeah. Wabi masuk Dewan yang nak guna banyak usang kerja, tapi ini soalan perlu saya tanya lah. Sport ataupun KBS ataupun sukan ini moving forward, harapan seorang Adam Adli sendiri untuk sukan Malaysia.
World Cup.
Oh wow. Yes.
Yeah, dream big, bro.
Let's do something. Yeah, let's do something for that. Ramai orang yang selalu marah kan. Oh, football selalu dapat tumpuan, selalu dapat duit banyak.
Tak kena. Ni apa? Pincher ball. Apa yang si Syaril main tu?
Oh, paddle ball.
T20 gila. Main dekat rooftop.
Aku ingat guna pedal tu rowing. Sebab pedal
aku tak tahu. Aku tak tahu. Masa when he explain, Basu KJ kata, tak, ni game-game orang kaya.
Matthew Perry main pedal ball.
Exactly
kan?
My
pedal
point. Kita main futsal kat court satu Malaysia je.
Yang dah terbengkalai.
Okay.
So we are, that's why we are addressing that matter. Meaning that bila kita nampak ada problem dengan maintenance, so that's why kita bagi tumpuan tu, okay, pulihkan dulu. Yang mana yang wajib kita pulihkan, kita pulihkan, repair. And then we make sure that there's a mechanism where maintenance can be a top priority untuk semua facility-facility sukan yang mana kita observe dan kita monitor ni. And we hope that other people out there yang mana yang nak buat futsal court, nak buat takraw court, nak buat kolam renang dan sebagainya, whatever facilities that you want, you need, and we are prepared to build it, make sure that we are able to maintain it. Take for example Bukit Jalil National Stadium. The grass itself last time it was changed 2015 cow grass, and the peparitan 2013. So kita kena kena improve lah on this. Not saying that it was, but yeah, we have to.
Tapi itulah yang time tu masa lawan India tu dia cakap they didn't let the grass rest.
Yeah, itu a bit itu ada sedikit oversight, tapi kita cuba untuk yang macam mana kita nak cater. Okay, kita nak capacity penonton dan kita nak pastikan ada padang yang baik, and during that time memang padang tu padang yang baik lah bagi kami. Itulah padang yang paling baik sekarang ni kan, baru buat, it was ready. Cuma we have to do something, and now we are doing so much more with all the grow light and all. Okay. increase. Okay, back to the last question just now. Sorry, I revisit the name. So that it is clear what are we going to do with facilities.
Sure.
But on the sport and even youth actually, don't neglect that. As for the youth, kita nak tengok satu generasi yang sekarang ni being challenged with everything economically, socially, politically. Kita nak tengok sekurang-kurangnya ada satu generasi yang ada high self-esteem, keyakinan, dan it's good. They're quite critical compared to maybe previous generation yang lebih sedikit orang kata tertutup, lebih terbuka. Tapi kita juga nak satu sikap yang mana kita boleh handle matters dengan lebih independent. Mandiri. I've been dealing with so many persatuan belia, so I always emphasize that we have to think along the idea that the government will not always be there to help you, and you are, especially if you are youth leaders kat mana-mana capacity pun, kelab belia ke, persatuan ke, surau ke, apa sekalipun, you have to be very, you have to have the leadership lah, be independent. When I was in the civil society and student movement back then, we were very independent. That was our strength. That's why we were seen as effective back then. Kita tak nak yang terlalu bergantung kepada polis. Terlalu bergantung kepada, you know, kadang-kadang bantuan kerajaan dan sebagainya. We are willing to help, but it's not supposed to be, you know,
dependent
lah. Not supposed to. Dia sepatutnya jadi step.
Stepping stone
bukan untuk jadi dia punya tali pusat yang tak terputus. Something like that lah. And sport grassroot
unseven umbilical cord.
That's a good one.
Who dia?
I'm gonna start using that from now on.
And untuk sport, grassroot development is important. we understand that we have, if we were to spend more money on programs and facilities and all, it will be on, especially on the grassroots punya level, because they need the money. They do not have the same resources as those yang dah pun berjaya climb up the ladders. Dan kita kena ada culture yang every now and then kena buat assessment, kena re-evaluate. Don't be afraid of asking the right opinions from the right people. Try and test all kind of stuff that you can do. Learn from the best practices. Sport industry, for example, I think we should give them a bit more room. Sekarang ni, sport industry ni masih lagi terlalu banyak bergantung pada especially sport tourism dan maybe sport equipment dan sebagainya. Sponsorship must be coming in. US ni, dia punya sport industry dulu, dia very well developed alongside television. When they introduce sport as part of entertainment on television, people really enjoy it. That's how I saya tak pasti which one took over. National sport used to be baseball, and then basketball jadi lebih popular sebab it was aired on TV, or the other way around. Basketball was more popular, suddenly people look at baseball because it was aired on television. But it became huge lah. Sponsors semua masuk, iklan semua masuk, so it became industry. So we are way past that already. Sekarang ni semua kita ada at time dan sebagainya, but how do we find the right and best practice to make sure that we can get some money to be poured into sports?
That's your challenge lah.
And our athletes, instead of saya tak nak tengok atlet-atlet kita ni lepas, especially lepas dia punya peak kan, dia punya kehidupan terbiar, tidak terjamin, tak ada jaminan yang panjang. We started, I mean, ada 2-3 policy baik, pace, mace dan sebagainya, to make sure that our athlete have some form of a safety net post career. Cuma I don't think it's enough. I want them to be more. There should be more for them.
Right. Thank you, Abby. Terima kasih, selamat berjaya.
Thank you.
Majulah sukan sorry untuk negara.
Sorry kalau dah tiba-tiba daripada aku, kau tiba-tiba jadi macam ni.
Dia macam,
tak berapa casual.
Tak YB daripada masuk parlimen, bahasa dah guna macam tu. Tiba masuk kat sini nak kena suruh santai. So dia susah sikit lah.
Tukar gear susah.
Saya used to casually be able to use aku, kau. This day saya banyak.
You've been institutionalized.
Thank you. Sebab kita boleh berasak dari luar gelanggang, bila dah masuk gelanggang kena tukar baju lah, honestly. So, and then if you want to affect change, ni orang cakap, you want to real change, you enter politics. Everybody hates politics, but politics is the most important. Itu dia punya hakiki dia kat situ lah.
Anyway, cakap thank pasal tukar support baju ni, untuk menutup episode tiba pada kali ini. You know more,
Kita ada pengumuman yang istimewa untuk pendengar
istimewa
tiba.
Istimewa macam mana?
Pengumuman tergempar lah untuk pendengar tiba dan peminat kita.
Bada-bada aku.
Dan YB juga have the honor of being able to witness
this momentous
moment dan probably the end of an era. So, Yim, take it away.
Ini merupakan episod kali terakhir aku mengemudi bersama rakan-rakan sejawat di dalam podcast ni. Dan selepas ni aku akan memasuki arena pentadbiran kerajaan.
Wow.
Selaku Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Yayasan Peneraju. Dan aku akan teruskan perjuangan ini dari dalam gelanggang. So, first of all, aku bukan aktivis macam macam yang berhormat tuan. But more importantly, I think the role of media has shaped the conversation. Now we do. So I am more than happy to assist Kementerian Ekonomi.
May the force be juga, with you.
Itulah. Takut. Let's be honest. Sebab it's a lot easier sitting on the outside, comment. It's a lot easier. And then, you know, you sit the person there, tak kisahlah CEO ke benda ke, and then you and then happy. Now you do. So the responsibility tu, tanggungjawab yang akan digalas tu sangat berat dan perlu diambil dengan sangat serious. Jadi sebenarnya I'm taking pointers on how to behave. from you. But okay. So, but lu you boleh maki hamun terajang orang ni.
Eh, but maki hamun never.
Tak pernah. Okay, really. dengan segala hormatnya.
Okay lah. Ada public lah. No, but lah. Satu tweet je lah. I mean, I use not very proper language against a football player kan.
Eh, what was that lah? Nak Google balik lah.
Google balik. Dah delete lah.
Okay.
Alright.
So, itu you have itu je lah. You have the honor of being Yim's last ever guest.
Thank you. I mean, it's an honor sebab first time masuk national TV was with Ibrahim.
Ooh. That was your first time?
Yes.
Okay, direct berita bulletin like yang kita carry tiap talk about hour tu lah yang kira lah kan.
Direct lah. Yeah, direct interview lah. I mean, that debate. First national TV.
Kau pasti, kau main TV juga kan?
Mana pernah ada TV
bagi
laluan
dekat PKR actually.
Yeah, it's one thing. I mean, previously I think ada. Cuma myself tak pernah ada interview dengan TV station apa semua sebelum tu yang lebih bersifat macam tu. Mostly would be macam apa OB jumpa dekat event macam tu je kan. Sikit-sikit
ni masuk studio.
Ni betul-betul masuk studio.
Lampu.
Cakap lama. Interview ada dengan portals, yes. Yeah. Tapi dengan national TV, live, no. That was my first live.
Wow, look at that.
Okay.
On TV. So thank you Ibrahim. I will always remember that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you Tuan, huge. Thank you Tuan Adam Adli, Tuan Ibrahim.
Thank you. Last.
Okay. Tuan Ibrahim. Tuan Ibrahim. Tuan Ibrahim.
Tuan
Ibrahim. So question is, what will happen to Tiba?
Wow.
Actually masa ia mula bagi tahu, of course kita ada banyak discuss dan debate. We ask, kita dengan Najib kita tanyakan, what do we do now? Adakah kita patut continue Tiba dengan hanya dua orang? Adakah kita perlu kekalkan tiga orang dan cari siapa pengganti Yim? And
which is tak adalah yang boleh mengganti Sirs.
Oh, you are irreplaceable.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
So, because kita, I think yang paling menarik pasal Tiba ni adalah the balance yang kita ada lah. I mean, tiga-tiga kita ni, kita punya input, kita punya worldview sangat berbeza. Dan kita selalu gaduh. So, we give differing opinions. So, kau ambil siapa-siapa, anyone out of the equation pun dia akan lari, ada punya balance, dia punya yin and yang tu. So ambil Yim saja pun tak boleh, ambil Najib saja pun tak boleh, ambil aku saja pun tak boleh. But now Yim dah pun diambil. So aku rasa aku tanya pada audience kita lah, what do you think we should do?
Should adakah we continue berdua saja ataupun ada host baru yang kita carilah, siapa-siapa ataupun macam mana?
Ataupun maybe you guys could say, end it on a high lah.
End it lah, habis lah, dah bosan dah gua.
Berapa episode ni YB Adam Adli as our first last ever guest.
32, 33 maybe.
Sekali dia orang cakap macam tutup lah, habis lah end it. Baru tadi cakap YB podcast.
Ni ada podcast ni.
Itu kita ending the podcast pada muka kawan.
He is available.
Our first guest was Syed Saddiq, bekas Menteri Belia dan Sukan. Your last guest, possibly our last guest is Timbalan Menteri Belia dan Sukan. So macam full circle. Dan kita KBS memang luck lah.
Okay.
So this is Yim's last ever show.
So apapun boleh komen, Yim, thank you so much. Thank you Luke. Dan tunggulah episode akan datang.
This has been a journey. It's been a privilege. Yeah. It's not, and it wasn't by design that we didn't have a single female guest. It was an exploration on seeing how we can build our emotive with masculinity, without the word toxic.
Oh, tak pernah.
Pernah cuba tapi
pernah cuba, but over the course of time we've had a lot of experiences. I'm a divorced man with near adult children. He is a married man with young children. He is unmarried and we all have troubles, issues, all that. And we explored the very nature of how to remain strong, to provide for family, friends, especially on our extended family. But at the same time, it is also important to explore mental health, being a little bit more supportive. I think what we don't do, what we notice that we don't do is that we compliment each other a lot, especially if we do things that are good. Itu jarang tau, between men especially.
Yeah. Tapi kalau bad juga lah memang.
No, bad. It's easy. Men lagi senang. In fact, kalau you ada female punya colleague, we macam we have to structure particular ayat. And then we explore that particular ayat with our ni, and then we give it to our ni. This is how you improve.
Jaga hati.
But for men, I mean, these guys just, no, you too much, too little. Macam-macam lah, whatever the story is, they are more direct. And to criticize is a lot easier. But to compliment is so much harder. And this journey of tiba, at least sementara aku ada 30 lebih episode ni, aku macam, it's one hell of a journey lah, because these people compliment each other a lot. And they,
yeah, I mean,
and they criticize a lot too.
I've seen the what do you call it, the chemistry again. It's like, oh okay, I was
yeah,
when you guys approached, I was like, macam mana eh? You guys are not one single unit.
Akmal cakap macam kena tembak. Eh. Kebetulan pula. Oh, by the way, since he commented, kita dah tak set up.
Oh, dia kata macam tu ke?
Dia tiga orang sebab kami bertiga lawan dia.
Sebab set up tu depan tiga lawan satu.
Jadi dia pun tiga lawan satu ni. We realize, okay. Then kita modify sikit. Kita punya circle sikit. Macam halakah sikit ni.
Tapi soalan kita okay lah dengan mana-mana guest.
Yeah, should be okay. I'm okay. I mean,
Thank you so much. But thank you to
everyone
for making the time. You busy, and I leave it kepada peminat kita untuk tiba is at a crossroads lah. So kita dengar cakap korang, apa yang korang rasa should be the next step forward. Then with that sad note,
apa sad? It's a happy journey. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, because you're getting a job. Tak, which pays five
it's
times
a happy
more
journey.
Anyway, terima kasih. Dan kita jumpa lagi episode seterusnya. Sign out.
Bye.